This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to the podcast. It is Pat and Stu in for Glenn. Glenn is back on Monday. Today we talked about a lot of buildings burning down in Minnesota, which is apparently a thing now where you go and whenever you get upset about a really terrible event that we all agree is terrible, a small percentage of the population decides burning all the useful buildings around us is a good way to solve it. We would tend to disagree, I think. Pat, would you agree? That
I'd agree that we disagree.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought so.
Yeah.
We also talked about one of the strangest coronavirus stories you will ever hear. This is a bizarre one. I will say, I'll give you a little hint. Monkey theft is involved. You'll want to hear that story. As well, we learned all about Cardinal Joe Tobin of Newark, who apparently has the right to break the Constitution and the Bill of Rights at any time.
I mean, everybody knows that, right?
Everybody knows that. You can go to the YouTube page, search for Stu or search for Pat Gray Unleashed, get our pages and subscribe, get all the shows as well as this show as well. You get the podcast is available at Apple and all the places where podcasts are. Subscribe and rate and review it. Or go to blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn. You get the $10 off. I will also say the Cardinal Joe Tobin t-shirt is available. He's a guy who said you can overwhelm the...
You can sort of disregard the First Amendment and the Bill of Rights.
Right. If you get his approval.
If you get his approval.
So right. You have a shirt that shows that you have his approval, which...
That's shop.blazemedia.com/Pat.
There you go. You can go to stewdoesmerch.com and get your Andrew Cuomo is awful mug. He is awful. Show how awful he is with your awful mug. Here's the podcast.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Another crazy night in Minneapolis where protesting, quote unquote, protesting, and that's what it was, Pat, protesting.
Right.
When you protest things, a lot of times you protest it by lighting it on fire. It's just one way to do it. It's an expression.
Or stealing TVs.
Stealing TVs.
Another great way to protest.
As we all know, the real cure for racial strife is the new Samsung 4K 63-inch. That is what really cures it.
Yeah, I think there was an 80-incher that was taken out of
nice.
There from the Target.
That's the way to do it.
I mean, it's despicable. It's absolutely despicable. It needs to... Why don't they put a stop to it? I don't understand how they just let the items roll out of the store. And they just watch it go. Wave goodbye to everybody.
It's inexplicable. There are hours and hours and hours of looting with no one showing up.
No one shows up. Nobody gets arrested. It's bizarre.
It is bizarre. And beyond bizarre last night, Pat, in that the actual... police station was evacuated by the police and the police drove away so that they could light the police station on fire and destroy it and break into the evidence room and remove evidence, which I guess anyone. Now, if you happen to be a criminal, this is a very good development for you because now they apparently don't have the evidence to convict you anymore. How on earth is this a thing? I've never seen anything like the police station thing.
We have seen the looting thing allowed before, but police just up and leaving. First they upped and then they left.
They upped and then they left.
Yeah, they upped and then they left. And then allowing the station to burn to the ground is a very bizarre development, I think, in the scope of civilization. It's a strange new twist.
I noticed that as well. I've never seen anything like it. Never seen
at least they
like
should
it.
Say looters will be shot on sight. Even if they don't mean it, at least say it. Let's have some sort of... restraint here on the part of the looters that they might think, okay, well, something might happen to me if I loot. They know nothing's going to happen to them.
No.
And this has nothing to do with George Floyd, by the way.
No.
This has absolutely nothing to do with the murder of George Floyd.
And even his mom has come out and said that. Please don't destroy our community.
He would hate this.
He would.
Is what his family said. He would hate this. So don't be doing this in his name.
No.
You're doing this for you.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do.
You do you, though. You do you. If that's burning down a police station, so be it. You do you.
I believe it was the great philosopher Madonna who said, express yourself.
And
look, if you're going to express yourself by burning down a few dozen buildings,
so be
well,
it.
Who are we to say that that's wrong?
Thank you.
You know, I'm glad there's people out there defending it. There's a couple of videos. Do we have the CNN arrest video from this morning yet? We're still working on it. That's coming soon because...
Oh, yeah, they arrested some CNN employees.
Yeah, CNN journalists on the air. And I have to say, you know, I love to... CNN is a routine a point of contention here on this program and every other place on the right where they annoy us consistently.
Mm-hmm.
This reporter seemingly did absolutely nothing wrong. He was calm. He was telling the police he would go wherever they wanted him to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they arrested him anyway. And I... Just forget even the right and the wrong of it. Just the optics of it. There is a guy on national television who, by the way, is a black reporter who you're arresting while he's doing nothing. And it's obvious to everyone that he's doing nothing because he's doing it on camera. Here's another idea. A really terrible, horrible, bad thing to do, to put your knee on someone's neck for 10 minutes and kill them. Horrible, horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some additional level of insanity must apply if you're doing it while 10 people are filming you. Of course the city's going to burn to the ground. I mean, what do you expect to happen? Now, that does not excuse it, but certainly, like, what on earth would you think would happen? Do you think you're going to get away with that?
I don't know. And, well, they're not going to get away with it, too. That's the other thing that's going on here, is they have been fired. The investigation is happening. I fully expect them to be charged, not just the guy with the knee on his neck, but the other three as well. They're going to be charged with something, accessory or negligence. I don't know, but they're all going to be charged. So why the madness here?
Now, you can understand they haven't charged him yet. And every day matters, particularly if you're a business owner in this particular area.
Yeah.
You'd really like them to...
charge them.
You know, let's get them charged.
Because maybe that at least calms it down somewhat.
Yeah. Now, there was a spokesperson who said, we have a lot of evidence to go through, and there is some evidence that would not indicate a criminal charge. Now, he's very vague on it. Yes.
What?
They CGI'd the whole thing. It actually didn't happen. Both of them are fine. That was the only thing I could come up with that would not make it a criminal charge. But, you know, look, of course, in our system of justice, we need to hear both sides of the story. I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. You know, I don't think the best fiction writers could come up with a reason as to why this was OK.
Because the video evidence is pretty strong there. Pretty strong.
Yeah. At the very least, I think you had mentioned it initially, negligent homicide is a...
Yeah.
It seems at the very best, it's very possible.
Do I think that he planned it?
No.
I don't think he got up in the morning and thought, I'm going to kill a black person today.
I don't
think that happened.
Odd.
Right.
It'd be an odd thing.
The best of the Glenn Beck program.
Pat and Stu in for Glenn. We're talking about the developments last night in Minneapolis. A couple of pretty interesting videos. Let's start here with the CNN thing, because this just happened a few hours ago on the air. I think it was about 4 a.m. Eastern this happened. Maybe it was a little later than that, 5 or 6, something like that. And basically what you saw was a CNN reporter in the middle of a situation where there's a bunch of cops. They're blocking an intersection off. The CNN reporter is off to the side with a few other officers, and he's trying to do a report. There is not anything active going on. There's not a riot going on in the background. There's not, you're not seeing bottles thrown. They're all just kind of standing there. They've seemingly controlled the situation. As that is happening, this reporter is trying to do a report, and here's what happens.
This is part of the advanced police presence that we saw come over the course of really minutes when the local police showed up at the fire department, or with the fire department, I should say, on that building we showed you that was burning. This is among the state patrol unit that was advancing up the street saying and scattering the protesters at that point for people to clear the area. And so we walked away. I'm sorry?
You're under arrest.
Okay. Do you mind telling me why I'm under arrest, sir? Why am I under arrest, sir?
As you see, he's not not yelling back. He's not fighting.
Okay.
Is it because they showed the officers? Is that why?
We told you before that we are with CNN.
That's not what they said. If that was the reason. Now, there is a car you can hear kind of skid out to the side there. Everyone kind of turns their head for a second.
If you're just tuning in, you
That's bizarre.
Are watching our correspondent, Omar Jimenez, being arrested by state police.
Now, his mic is still on the floor. The camera's still on.
Why our correspondent is being arrested.
Hang on 1 second, Allison. Let's listen into what these officers are saying.
Allison's trying to talk over the whole thing.
They're not saying anything. They're just walking the perp to the...
That is an American television reporter, Omar Jimenez, being led away by police officers. He clearly identified himself as a reporter. He was respectfully explaining to the state police that our CNN team was there and moving away as they would request.
I'll give CNN lots of crap for lots of things. He's telling the truth here, though. That is exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, there was no reason for that.
To police custody.
Bizarre.
On television.
Now, they keep arresting people.
I'm being arrested now.
This is the producers and cameramen are arresting.
Can I put the camera down?
Okay, they're arresting the whole crew.
Yeah. Now they put the camera on the ground, and it's sitting on the ground. They don't realize it's still on. And it just shows the feet of the CNN reporter. They're just airing this live on the air. It's like a backpack unit of some sort.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
But again, steal all the TVs you want.
Oh, yeah, that's totally fine.
But don't do a report near there.
Minneapolis State Police, we believe. The camera is now on the ground because our cameraman has been handcuffed.
Now, as this goes on, we can bring this down. As this goes on, Pat.
Wow.
The camera.
That's crazy.
The police clearly don't even understand they were. I don't know how they didn't get it because he's talking into a microphone and he's doing a broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
But the camera just stays on the ground the whole time. I mean, like, they come back to the camera an hour later and it's still on. Jeez. It's still on in broadcasting.
Wow.
So they brought three CNN employees to jail. Jeff Zucker, the guy who runs CNN, got in touch pretty quickly with the governor of Minnesota, who was like, sorry. And a half an hour later, they were released. So it went
pretty
fast.
Did we ever find out why they were arrested in the first place?
Their claim was that they asked them to move and they didn't move. But you can hear on the audio, he's blatantly saying, like, yeah, let me know where I need to go. Just point the direction. I'm happy to go that way. And they don't say anything, and then they just arrest him. Now, they may have told him earlier to leave, and maybe they didn't listen the first time, and we're only getting the second half of that. Regardless, but take a step back from whatever excuse comes up out of this. There may be one. But optics are important in a situation like this, right? Like, you are arresting a black reporter on air for doing nothing.
Minneapolis police don't apparently care about optics in any way, because this whole thing has been... loaded with bad optics for them.
Yes.
From the very beginning of this.
And in both bad and incompetent behavior.
Yes.
You know,
is it possible CNN, these reporters were just arrested just because of bad reporting from CNN, and this was just, they had the opportunity, finally, we got the cops, we have CNN, let's just arrest them. Is that possible?
It is possible.
Yeah,
yes.
I think it is.
This is the best of the Glenn Beck program.
We should ask Don Lemon which of these businesses Stu is about to name deserved to be burned down.
That was a powerful setup.
Thank you.
Yeah, it really was. Because I guess, you know, look, Target, it's a big company.
Uh-huh.
Right. I mean, they got insurance.
They've got insurance.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter.
Let
them
burn to the ground.
It was completely destroyed.
Yeah.
It's so?
AutoZone. Yeah. That went down.
Everyone's How many like, AutoZones are there?
A lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them. You know, and yeah, there are. There was Target. It was AutoZone. There was an O'Reilly's Auto Parts as well. And people are hitting these things. But you have to also include, you know, Dollar General.
Burned down?
There, all of them, there was a, some damage, fire. Sometimes it was windows broken, sometimes looting.
Okay.
Twin Lake Dental, big enemies of the community, apparently. Home Choice, Teppanyaki Grill, Little Caesars, Jackson Hewitt Tax Service, ICC Wireless, Hennepin County Human Service Center, J-Clips, Wells Fargo, HD Laundry, City Trends, Total Wireless, Pineda Tacos, which actually tacos sound really good right now, Subway, 7 Mile Fashion Express, Fremont Bar, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Quality Tobacco, Maxit Pawn Shop, Hexagon Bar, and Target, and Wendy's, which again, Wendy's,
I mean,
they serve Frosties. It's right before summer. What are you doing burning that place down? That doesn't make any sense. A cool drink in the summer is going to be very valuable. You never burn down a Wendy's. And also AutoZone. Oh, and Cub Foods, the grocery store.
Cub Foods, okay.
Cub Foods.
Yeah. They burned that down.
And there was that, you heard about that affordable housing.
Yes, we talked about that.
That's
$30
million.
$30 million affordable housing place, yeah.
And then there was the Seven Sigma building and the Minneapolis 3rd Police Precinct, of course,
which we
talked about earlier.
Yeah.
So, and then there was the Dollar Tree.
Okay.
And the T-Mobile store, of course. And High Lake Liquor.
Okay, but those places.
And so, along with Speedway, obviously. Oh. And of course, one of the big villains of the community, the East Lake Library.
Oh, thank goodness they got rid of
finally
that.
Finally, that went down because those books, are they doing? What are they doing to the community? Bad things.
Propagandizing people.
Same thing with Precision Auto Tune Care.
Yeah.
Which is also damaged and or destroyed. U.S. Bank. Dairy Queen. Papa Murphy's Pizza, Planet Fitness, of course.
That needed to go, though.
Especially if you go to Papa Murphy's Pizza, you might need Planet Fitness. Well, now they're both gone. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
Okay, sure.
Domino's Pizza, obviously. Urban Forge Winery and Cider House. The Gandhi Mahal Restaurant, of course.
Oh, which is minority owned, if I'm not mistaken.
They did put a sign and did not help them. Car X Tire and Auto. No one's going to be able to get their car fixed in this community for a very long time. Jeez. They did a lot of auto stores went down here.
Yeah.
Ace Hardware.
So they can't look for the place with the helpful hardware man anymore, right?
I don't think that's exactly.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware store.
I don't know, something like that.
Okay.
Minnesota Transitions Charter School, which is a real cause of the foundational racism in this country.
Yes.
Laundromax also.
White supremacists, right. I think.
What does bleach do to your clothes? Turn them white.
Yes.
Yeah. Soderbergh's Floral and Gift. East Lake Clinic, obviously. But is that about it?
That's
Seward Pharmacy.
Oh, okay.
And, Electra Tune Auto Care. And Walgreens,
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, Elevated Beer, Wine, and Spirits. We should point that out. That's another one. and Schooner's Tavern.
All of these damaged or completely destroyed.
Seward Co-op, too.
Okay.
We shouldn't forget Midtown Global Market, which is also damaged or destroyed.
Well, people have been complaining about their racism for a really long time.
That's true. I guess so.
Yeah.
Briva Health.
Okay.
Foot Locker.
Mm-hmm.
BMO Harris. TCF Bank, Studio 23, DTLR, Uptown Pawn, La Familia Skate Shop, Another Target, Chicago Lake and Liquor, East Lake Liquor, Ingebretsen's, I don't know what that is, Freewheel Bike, Hamdi Restaurant, Hudson's Hardware, Birchwood Cafe. How much time do we have on the show? I'm a little nervous. CVS.
Uh-huh.
Timberland.
Okay.
Sonny's. Thurston's Jewelers. Bonadier Pharmacy. Sephora. GameStop. Indulge and Bloom. H&M. The Apple Store. Urban Outfitters. Smokeless Northeast. Another AutoZone. Just like...
Wow.
These poor AutoZone people. Buzzmart, Town Talk Diner, and then in St. Paul, Lloyd's Pharmacy, Target, a third Target, CVS, a second CVS, Maxit Pawn Shop, Verizon, Noodles and Company, Vitamin Shop, Big Top Liquors, TJ Maxx, Sprint, Midway, Napa, T-Mobile, Lian Chin Midway, America's Best Contacts, Furniture Barn, BP, Walgreens, Discount Tire, O'Reilly Auto Parts, TCF Bank, Lululemon, jeez, Speedway, Anya Dance, Springboard for the Arts University, 7 Mile Sportswear, Fire and Ice Chicken, Liquor Barrel, Moller's Jewelry, The Fixery, Bole Ethiopian Restaurant, and Enterprise University. That is the current and probably partial list of the businesses that have gone down completely in flames or have suffered heavy damages.
Okay, why do you care about them more than you care about George Floyd?
I didn't say that.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
You know, I know this is a tough time for everybody. We were just talking about how rough the economy is and how difficult everybody, you know, the difficult situation everybody's going through right now. I got a call from a friend of mine last night whose sister was riding an ATV in May, had a really bad accident, and had a severe head injury. You know Justin, he used to work here. It's his sister,
camera guy.
Yeah, a great dude.
Yep.
And he they had to lift, you know, helicopter to the hospital. They thought there was a good chance she wasn't going to make it. Went into ICU and went into a coma initially. They thought it was going to be a 5-day situation. She came out in like 2 days. They're saying her recovery has been miraculous so far, but there's like a super long way to go. Other side of this, she has no insurance.
Oof.
So they are talking about a helicopter flight, 2 weeks in ICU. The rehab ahead of her, they're estimating 6 weeks of rehab at $147,000.
Ooh.
This is all, wow, at this point, seemingly out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to help out a family member of a really good guy, a guy who helped put this show and many shows here at The Blaze on the air before, you know, he's moved on to bigger, better things. But he's, he, you know, they're in real need right now. I'm going to post this on my Twitter account. Maybe, Pat, we can do it on yours as well.
Yeah.
And just get some attention to this. If you have a few extra bucks and you want to help someone out here that has helped put these shows together, but also is really struggling right now in a situation that is, you know, impossible to face. I mean, imagine in the middle of this whole thing where so many people are losing jobs and all of this. It's an impossible time for this to happen. There's never a good one. But you know, we wish the whole family well. There's a GoFundMe. You can search for it if you want. For Kima, K-I-M-A is her name. For Kima, and we will put the link up all over the place wherever we can to try to help them out. Because you know, look,
yeah, that's hard. Wow,
these situations, you know, are impossible to deal with in normal times. To try to deal with one of these in the middle of this, I mean, it's got to be impossible. But anything you could do, this audience has provided miracles before to families. So if you have the means, if you have the chance, whatever you can do would be great. And we'll post that up at Twitter, at Stu Does America. And I realize when you do something serious and then you have to say at Stu Does America at the end, it loses a little bit of its power. But anything you could do would be fantastic.
Greatly appreciated.